gang graffiti still deface some of the walls in Panama City's once impoverished neighborhood of San Felipe, but many of the beautiful old homes have been refurbished. The area now attracts tourists who want to learn firsthand about San Felipe's not-so-distant violent past.
Any person living in the building would come down and would steal their belongings, whether it was the camera, the phone, or the wallet.
Tourist guide Alexis Montenegro is a former gang member. When city officials decided a decade ago to open up the old town for revitalization, he and some of his fellow gangsters realized their past experience could be marketable.
It's not just anybody that can stand on a corner and say, he was a crook. Look, I did this. Look, I was in jail for so many years. I stole. What's more, I robbed a lot of tourists. They're going to say, wow, they're going to rob me too. It's not easy. Am I clear? That's what really impresses them.
The American Trade Hotel in Plaza Herrera was once where gangs used to hang out. Panama's Ministry of Public Safety convinced the new owners to employ some of the former gang members.
Sometimes public opinion is a little unjust, because even in a group of 100, there might be 80 or 70% of young people with a true desire to change. Sometimes public opinion is biased totally in favor or totally against it.
Revitalization came with a price. Many residents had to either adapt to the new life or move out. But for at least some of them, tourism brings jobs and income, and tourists love it.
I thought it was very interesting to see the process these people have gone through that used to be part of a gang, and they have now found a way to be productive for society and to accept the change taking place in their community and to choose to be part of it.
The constant flow of tourists in the old quarter of Panama City serves as a good example that giving a second chance to people who want to break with their violent past can help both the individuals and the society. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.